CliffCentral.com.
Can you name another Blondie song? This is called Maria. What's the other Blondie song that's really well
known? It's got the word glass in it.
Yes, very good.
Sing
the theme tune, do the theme tune.
She was great. I had a record player when I was a child, like two or three. I had a record player.
Debbie Harry is her name.
Yes.
Debbie Harry from Blondie, yeah.
And I had Blondie records that I would play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
you don't remember the song, though?
No.
This is a long explanation for someone.
Glass, what?
Heart of glass.
Heart of glass.
What a love, and you're in love. So far out, have a heart of glass.
All right,
and she looked so stoned in that video.
Sia wanted to know when Leanne and I talk about music and we go, sing the theme tune, do the theme tune.
Oh, yes.
Where that comes from.
Little Britain.
Yes, Little Britain.
So they want me to star in it, write the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
No, I think they just want you to be in it this time.
Oh, so someone else is writing it, but I'll sing it.
No, they seem to have got that one all sorted out. Now, why don't I give them a ring, and then we can let them know that you've had the, you all right, Dennis?
Not doing it. Don't want to, it's rubbish, scripts are stupid.
We haven't even read them yet. Dennis?
I'm an escaped convict on the run. Da, 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 da. I've won the lottery and I'm having fun. Do, 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 do. I'm running much too fast. Can't escape from the past. I'll be so good for lucky runnings.
What? That's what he does. He sings the theme tune.
He's a little guy who he wants to do everything for the film or the theatre production. So when they invite him in and say, will you do this? He says, but I also want to sing the theme tune, write the theme tune. He wants to do everything. And they're like, no, 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 they've got it sorted. And then he makes up a theme tune while he's in the interview. I mean, it's pathetic, okay?
It's ridiculous. But whenever you sing the theme tune, write the theme tune. Do,
do, do, so they do, want do, me do. To write the theme tune, sing the theme tune. Do, 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 do.
All right, good morning. If you've just joined us, this is not the mental asylum. If you've just started your Friday morning, we're here to look after you, even though we're hardly stable enough to look after ourselves.
So random.
I know. But now you know where it comes from. All right, first things first, very important. A study into the differences between men and women in terms of their maturity has come up, and they've all agreed, men and women have agreed, that men remain immature well into their late 30s and early 40s. Yes.
Are we surprised to hear this?
No, this to me just that justifies, yeah, or everything that I've always believed. The average age at which women mature emerged at 32. Alarmingly, 8 out of 10 women believe that men never stop being childish.
Mm-hmm.
8 out of 10 women think men never stop.
I was once told by a 50-year-old man that men should not get married until they're in their 50s because that's the first time they're actually able to think rationally.
Well, that's probably true. Alarmingly, 8 out of 10 women believe men never stop being childish, with breaking wind, burping, eating fast food in the early hours, and playing video games.
But that sounds like my normal Saturday morning.
Oh, is that you? Staying silent during arguments, not being able to cook simple meals, and retelling the same old jokes and stories when the lads were also hailed as signs of immaturity, with the lads, rather. Were also hailed as signs of immaturity. The research was commissioned by Nickelodeon UK to mark the launch of a new show, Wendell and Vinny, which is on weeknights at 7 p.m. in the UK. Mm-hmm. Tim Patterson, who's the director of programming, said, as a man, especially one who works for Children's Channel, the question of men ever reach maturity is one that I'm well accustomed to. Isn't that cool? Both men and women agreed, women reach proper maturity much earlier than guys, around 32. What do you think the age is that men are supposed to reach maturity yet?
Oh.
50.
Four.
From the horse's mouth, I'll go with 50.
I'll go 48.
40.
43 apparently.
Write the theme tune. Sing the theme tune.
So 43 is apparently the age that most men mature at. Look, see, he's not mature. He thinks that's
clearly
funny.
I'm not.
So what are the biggest failings of men that make them sound immature? We've already spoken about finding their own farts and burps hilarious.
Well, then I must be an immature man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, eating fast food at 2 a.m. Playing video games, driving too fast, or racing another car at the lights, even if you're in your 50s. Sniggering at rude words.
No, you must do that until you die.
Driving with loud music, playing practical jokes, trying to beat children at games and sport.
Okay, if you take away
all of those things, what fun are you having in life?
You must be the most dreary. Yeah. You're not just mature, you've lost the will to live. Staying silent during an argument. Well, sometimes that's the best thing you can do is stay silent during an argument. Agreed. Sometimes you don't need to enter the fray, you know?
But if it's not sulking.
Not being able to cook simple meals. Well, I'm never going to be able to do that. Retelling the same silly jokes. Don't like talking about themselves or having proper conversations. But that's not what guys do. Yeah. Get into like how you feel today kind of conversations. Not all guys are comfortable with that. Doing crazy dance moves. God forbid you should do that. Might just be fun. Mum still does their washing. Okay, that's kind of terrible.
Ew.
Having their mum make them breakfast or any other meal. Wearing trainers to nightclubs. Owning
that's just trendy.
That's just a fashion.
Yeah.
Oh, owning a skateboard or a BMX.
On the border.
Not eating your vegetables is apparently a sign of immaturity to some people.
Yeah, I don't, that's not a male-female thing. I think if you don't eat vegetables, you don't have a sophisticated way of thinking about it, how you should eat.
It's you getting all judgy.
I just know a lot of people.
Changing jobs regularly. Apparently, that's a sign of immaturity. Getting too excited.
So excited.
48, getting excited.
Getting too excited about bachelor's parties.
Yeah, that I would agree with.
Yeah, that's childish. But at the same time, for a lot of guys, it's the only time they do get to have some fun. Sometimes trying to do wheelies or stunts on their bike, driving a modified car or with a loud exhaust.
Yes.
Showing off how girls are attracted to them. Wearing pajamas, especially cartoon pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Using dodgy chat-up lines. Yeah, that's a bit lame. Showing off about protein shakes, weightlifting, or how much they lift.
Ugh.
Littering. Wearing saggy crotch jeans and having a cartoon bedspread.
Oh, no.
Something else. We've spoken before about Tinder photographs and what turns me off immediately.
No.
And I forgot that one. But you get people who've got they've got Batman freaking duvet cover.
Gugu, have you got one of those?
No, Gareth, I used to, but I've recently, maybe in a couple of months, grown out of that shit.
But you have some of the other things on that list.
A lot of them. I've still got a skateboard, which stays in my boot. I still don't eat vegetables, which is good.
Yeah. But how old are you?
Huh?
How old are you now?
26.
Yeah, no, you're allowed.
A couple of months ago, you grew out of the cartoon character...
Yeah, dude, I had
like
Tarzan.
Bedding.
Good man.
Right?
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Good for you.
I would reel at the sight of that. Oh, no. No, I'm just really picturing it.
What do you have as your bed sheets and stuff? So
white.
Yeah? I bet you see it has like pristine white Egyptian cotton.
It's actually probably black.
Oh, is it? You have black bedding?
Black. What?
That's he wears black.
Yeah, that would be a no-no for me if I was dating you.
Oh, that's very morbid.
It's black bedding, black candles,
oh
black
curtains.
Oh,
my God, you're like a goth.
I'd have nightmares.
Oh, no, then we can't date. I know it was a possibility before.
Because it really
but
was.
But that's just...
a big possibility.
Black, huh?
No, I think that's so telling of you. You know, there are certain things. I don't know if I would dub them immature. I wouldn't dub them immature. But there are certain things like... If you don't have a full set of crockery, in your mid to late 20s, I would sort
you mean
of
like
side
what,
eye.
Plates and,
yeah,
and bowls.
Like a set of six
plates. So yeah, sure.
And then I have to come to your house and then I'm drinking, you know,
out of like a sippy cup.
No.
A Batman mug.
No. See, and then you don't have a nice clean bedding. See, no, that would. Yeah, I wouldn't say that's immature.
All right, what else? What else are signs that you think someone is mature or immature? Really, what puts you off in a relationship?
Photographs. In photographs, if you're that person who gives someone bunny ears. You know what I mean?
Is that really immature?
Yes.
Guru, you like that, huh?
I dig it. I do it a lot. You don't even know.
Guru, you and I can't date either.
Well, your dating pool's really shrinking, Leon. You're very judgy.
That is such a good one. If you have to, and I get asking people for advice, and I get, for example, trusting your parents, but if you can't make your own decisions and you constantly have to, okay, I don't know, let me ask my mom.
What do you want to do?
Oh, that drives me up the wall. No, I think I would actually say that's immature.
I think the most immature thing you can do is just be flaky about what you've said you would do. So if you say to someone, I'll be there at 12:30, and you're not there at 12:30, mm-hmm. that's immature.
It's like no integrity.
Well, you just don't have control over your life. You're obviously just, you know, whichever way the wind blows, you let it blow you. And I don't think that's a sign of particular responsibility, conscientiousness, or maturity. But I don't have a problem with any of these, like, fun things. Like, if someone wants to be childish well into their 60s, 70s, that's cool. Sometimes it's actually kind of refreshing to see someone older who doesn't give a shit and busts out a dance move that they shouldn't, or
that's fine.
Laughs at a fart.
I mean, I saw a woman the other day, by the way, you know that you know that hairstyle of like can I talk to the manager, that hairstyle where it goes up at the back and it's comes down here and it's got those tendrils in the front. You know the
okay, so
the
this
Karen.
It's found predominantly in Pretoria.
Yes. I saw a woman with a haircut like that yesterday and she was the stereotype.
Yeah.
She had that hairstyle. And here's a funny thing I figured out about myself. We'll get back to the immaturity thing in a second because I have to share this, a pearl of wisdom. Those people have never appealed to me, those women with those haircuts. It's weird.
Yeah, I cannot understand them.
Those haircuts just do not – I almost don't even see them. And then when I do see them, I'm like, ugh, what a horrible haircut. It's the – I've never ever seen a woman with that haircut and thought, what an attractive woman.
Never.
Even if she's got a great face and she's got a good body, let's mm-hmm. say.
No.
She's got – you know, she's got nice eyes. If you have that haircut,
it cancels out everything.
Everything, right?
Everything.
So
I won't even engage
yesterday.
With that person.
This was a big realization for me because I'm like, well, I wonder why I've never seen people like that before, because I've never looked for them, because the minute I see that haircut, even if it's in my peripheral vision, they disappear.
Yeah.
They're gone. They're out of the picture. That haircut cancels everything.
To me, I directly relate it to intelligence. I'm sorry if this is sweeping. But I'm just being honest.
Because they might just be cross.
I saw another stereotype yesterday in the queue at the shops. Of a big woman. She's not fat necessarily.
She takes up a lot of space.
She's a heavy big woman.
Okay, yeah.
And she's got almost that haircut, but more childish. It's like she's put in different colours.
Oh no.
Yes.
And the base is bleached blonde.
Okay.
And then she has man jeans.
I know the kind.
Okay.
Like what? Ill-fitting jeans?
Like boy jeans. Like no shape. And a tight t-shirt with some thing on the front.
With like
words or pictures
and
or something.
Is it faded or still?
Faded. Slip slops. And then she had this massive underbite. So, you know, like a bulldog.
So what's the stereotype there?
I looked at her and I thought, I've seen people like exactly like you before. I may have even seen you before. There are people who look like that. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen them.
We're being very judgy
I'm
today.
Sorry.
Just a walking stereotype, wasn't
Leanne
she?
Is so judgy today.
So what, right. What do people like that often do? You know, like, so the one with the haircuts is the call the manager person. Yeah. What do those people do? They're just the slouches.
Yeah, they're slouchy, yeah. And they've got a lot of pet hair in their house. You've told me to stop being judgmental, and now you're pushing me even
no,
more.
No, go ahead.
I'm trying. I'm now restraining
you're on
myself.
You're on a roll. Don't stop. Don't stop. This is good. Okay, well, let's just go back to this maturity thing, because I think a lot of, like, women do find men irritating when they're very immature. I get that. But I think there's some kind of happy medium where, you know, you allow some fun into your life. You don't just become a very serious adult who does adult things only.
Mm.
You have to sometimes let loose. And so here's, for example, a couple of other things that have come through. Matthew says, drawing a cock on and balls on people's notebooks is very childish, but he likes that. Right, so there's Matthew. Is watching Beavis and Butthead a sign of immaturity? That one's from Tapelo. I don't know.
No.
Beavis and Butthead.
Sluts. Gonna play the sluts.
Gareth, now I need a photo of this haircut that you're talking about.
You know it, man.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Just look up.
It's very poofy. It's very styled.
Yeah,
it's
try
blow dried.
Yeah.
And it's there's a lot of long hair going on in the front. When I say long, like chin length, and then at the back it's short.
Mm.
And if you look at the person from the side,
just type
it goes from big to small.
Just type in "Can I speak to the manager hairstyle" on Google, and you'll see what I mean.
What's her name? John and Kate plus eight.
I don't know what that is.
John and Kate plus eight, those American reality stars who had eight kids all at, like, no, they had six sestuplets. Yeah, six kids all at once. So when they first premiered, Kate had that hairstyle.
It's just look up, "Can I speak to the manager hairstyle," right? That's the one.
It's like you pitched up at the hairdresser with a bob. And all she did was attend to the back and made it short.
Oh, my gosh. If you actually...
Yes,
yo,
I'm telling you. You can look it up.
You search, "Can I speak to the manager haircut?" It's actually Kate Coslin. She's the star, yes. Okay. Oh, right. That's so tacky.
Say it, Leanne. That woman you saw is a lesbian. Say it.
Well, she was, but that wasn't her thing. Not, she could have been straight and like that.
Say it, Leanne.
Michelle says... Oh, hell, I've just had my hair cut into a bob, and I have the biggest fear of it looking like Karen that wants to see the manager. Yeah, you better check that out. Compare them. Victoria Beckham had it at one stage.
Yes, she did. That's right.
Very good.
See, but that was still chic.
That was when it was trendy.
Yeah, if you complete the entire look, then you're really bordering on your bad behavior. With, like, the capri pants. Then, Leanne, what are those high heels called? But they're, like, platform high heels.
They're called platform high heels.
No, wait. Are they platform high heels?
They're the high heels, but with the platform.
Oh.
They're, I'm keeping quiet now.
I think they're platform high heels.
Oh. Oh. Okay, I got you. So here's Hermine. Hermine says, "My best friend and I have Sunday afternoon traditions. Beer, sushi, and killing zombies on the PlayStation. We are both approaching 40.
That's not immature.
No, I think that's cool. That's a fun thing you do. Hey, guys, could you do a blind history episode on Hitler? People just love Hitler. Will you people stop with your Hitler? No, Joshua. Hitler isn't...
He doesn't deserve the credit.
He's a horrible person, all right? In case you didn't read any history books.
Is Joshua his real name?
Yeah, Joshua. We will get to Hitler. We will. You can't not do history because people just love it. Look at all the documentaries on the History Channel.
When we say they love Hitler, we don't mean they love
Hitler. Hitler, 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 Hitler. Enough of the Hitler.
The Hitler.
Down with the Hitler.
Yeah, come on. We will, though. We'll get to it. Rihanna also had the manager hairstyle. Everyone wanted it.
Yes,
once.
Rihanna did.
That razor cut something.
Mm.
Okay. See, people start off with, "I'd like to talk to the manager." Then as it gets poofier, it becomes, "I'd like to speak with the regional director."
Oh,
and when it gets super poofy, it's, "I demand a parlay with the chief executive officer."
That's brilliant.
Yeah, so it does get more dramatic as it goes. They are called wedges, I think.
Sorry.
Thank you. That's what I mean.
Okay, wedge. Good.
Because they're like a flip-flop, but they're on high heels.
Why do they?
Those aren't wedges.
I speak to the manager haircuts? It's a thing. That's what you look it up that way, and you'll see the pictures of what I mean. But I saw one yesterday, and I suddenly thought, yo, if I were married to someone and they came home with that hairstyle, I'd have to divorce her.
I'd have to send her away, or I would have to go away until it grows out.
Yeah. But it's interesting that Leanne was very homophobic just now. I thought that was an interesting observation.
No, I was the opposite. I was the opposite. I just didn't bring up that she was lesbian because it wasn't the thing.
Yeah, but everyone knew. Yeah, we knew.
The her thing is that she smells of broccoli and she has lots of cat hair at home.
Smells of broccoli.
Why did I think of her broccoli-scented pea as well? Great. Oh, no, that's asparagus.
Yes.
All right, very good. That's all we got time for now on that front. I think we've got to move on. Oh, here's a quick message. Hang on.
Yeah. Morning.
Morning.
I am 31 years old, and I'm not going to stop playing loud music in my car anytime soon. Thank
right.
you.
You do that. You do you.
Yeah.
Just be you. Yeah, I'm not going to stop playing. That's, by the way, that excellent message. That one came from, who is this? I think it's, oh, God, he doesn't leave his name. Anyway, I wanted to give you credit. But there we go. You shouldn't have to stop playing loud music in your car.
Unless it's that kiss, that flip, that suck, that throw, that hit, that music.
Can you imagine if a Karen haircut, you know, can I speak to the manager haircut woman, had to meet the manager and the manager had that haircut? You'd have an explosion.
Whoa. Combustion.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'd be some reaction.
All right, Gareth, there is a channel on YouTube, Biographics, you'll love it. 20 minutes profiles on any historical figure you can imagine. Okay, I'll go and take a look. Mm. I wonder how the Hugo Baldi Polisi haircut woman looks.
Mm.
That's a good point. We haven't seen what she looks like.
I bet you it's exactly the same.
You think so, huh? Mm. All right. Someone is saying, what is up with the podcasts, Gugu? This is from Chris. Can we get this right, please? Gugu, what's going on?
Dude, we have a whole new setup here in terms of editing and stuff, and literally, it's what do you call it when it's cartwheeling?
The beach ball of death.
Yeah, beach balling, and nothing's happening. Okay. So,
sorry about that.
I just gotta be patient. Sorry, Chris.
All right, Chris, we'll try to figure that out. I'll just have to whip them a little harder this afternoon.
No.
Someone call Karen to sort this out.
Yes, we need a Karen. We need a woman with a haircut like that. All right. So if you see one of those women with those haircuts, let's gather a gallery of pictures. We do have a lot of them in South Africa.
Do you remember we had a gallery of brown cars? I was the chief person who was in control of the gallery of brown cars. And I've never seen so many in my life. I had the most enormous file on my computer for brown cars.
Do you know why? Because no one has brown. No one chooses a brown car. No one goes to the shop and says, I love that car, but I want it in brown. And we just suddenly realized, like, this. We need to. So if you, maybe we should resuscitate that too. Maybe we should start another a gallery of brown cars.
But you know, these are people who were just on the highway and they would see a brown car. So no one was Googling this. They were sending their actual pictures. And you know, I had oftentimes a really distinctive brown car that you, it was one of a kind.
It would come up many times.
And it would come up many times because there were so many people in South Africa taking photographs of brown cars.
Oh, that's great. That is so good. All right, so we'll start a new gallery of brown cars. And we want some car and haircuts.
Yes.
So if you obviously don't get into a fight or, you know, get into trouble.
Yeah, you'll have to blur out the people's faces. Mm,
but we need those pictures.
We'll set it up. Yeah,
and of course, if you have that hairstyle, then be proud and send us a picture of you. I think it'll be lots of fun. All right, what's going on in the news?
By the way, I think people listening to this thus far can deem us immature.
We are. We're very immature this morning. Don't worry about it,
Absolutely.
Though.
Absolutely.
Everybody's allowed to be immature sometimes.
I agree with Leanne. And then, just by the way, we're on the lesbian front. But then also, the picture I have of lesbians in my mind, when you meet them, it's not really, it doesn't live up to par. You know, you think of these two beautiful, hot women. Okay, let me not go any further.
Yeah.
You're just causing trouble. I know two extremely good-looking, very hot, super sexy lesbians. Really, really hard. They're good friends of mine. They are exactly the stereotype of lesbians men have in their heads. Mm. And obviously they're just not interested in those men at all.
Mm.
But you can't create a generalization about race or sexuality, any of those things. But you can about the hairstyle of Garin, and you can about brown cars.
God bless whoever that was. Do you know what I love? They didn't complete their thought.
That was Sean. Yeah, he just realized he was going down a very bad
but
path.
Still but sent it to
still
us.
Sent
yeah.
it. You know what?
Sean could have deleted
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Sean, don't feel bad, dude. I know you broke. You realized midway you were becoming like a very bad person, and you just tailed off.
But we now all know what he's thinking in any case. Because he's still sent it regardless.
All right. What do you got for us, Leanne?
There is dun, dun, dun,
okay.
a brain shrinking killer fungus.
Oh, shit.
Oof. Why did I just get itched?
That has been found in Australia. It's usually, it usually lives in the mountains of Japan and Korea. But it has now been carried over to Australia. So, I mean, this could happen to us. It's called the poison fire coral fungus. And it looks like, well, it doesn't look like a mushroom, but it is a mushroom. It looks like almost red hot chili peppers growing out of the ground.
Oh, my God. And this thing shrinks your brain?
It kills you in the most terrible ways.
Mm.
The symptoms are just terrible. So, I mean, several people have died in Japan and Korea after mistaking them for edible mushrooms that are used in traditional medicine and brewing them into a tea. Now, this toxic mushroom has been found in Australia, and this extends its known distribution considerably, clearly. Mm. It's the only known mushroom with toxins that can be absorbed through the skin. So just touching them. Causes a horrifying array of symptoms if eaten, including vomiting, diarrhea, fever, numbness, multiple organ failure, and can cause a person's brain to shrink, leading to death.
Wow, that's hideous.
Whoa. That's really you know when your mom always told you not to touch the mushrooms that grew in the garden? This time
She's
it's
right.
serious.
Sure.
Yeah.
Brain wow. shrinking.
So it was found by Ray Palmer, who's a self-described fungi fanatic. And he has spent the past decade photographing various fungi in the rainforest around Cairns in Australia. And he found it.
Well, I'm scared. I'll admit, like I'm
like what is it?
I just peed a little down my leg.
What is its purpose?
This thing's just there to mess people up. A brain shrinking fungus. You've got.
If it does it to us, it probably does it to animals too. What is its purpose? To keep the population under control?
The Lord is trying to punish us.
Yeah, you know, Monty Python did a version of All Things Bright and Beautiful, which is a lot more honest. And it's called All Things Dull and Ugly, All Creatures Short and Squat, Putrid, Foul and Gangrenous, The Lord God Made the Lot.
Yep.
There's a whole lot of verses. I'm not going to sing the whole thing, but you can go and look it up.
Sure.
Yeah, lots of fun.
So, yeah, if you see, like, bright red.
No, I don't like these.
No,
I don't like it.
Don't even touch them.
No, I don't want it.
For now, that just sounds very apt.
Horrible.
Mm. Then, good news for our oceans and the plastic therein is that, you know, there are many devices that have been developed to suck up rubbish from the oceans.
Yes.
But for the first time, this one has been really successful. And it's much more simple than a sucking up machine or a vacuum or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a row of plastic buoys.
Yes.
Or in America, you'd call them buoys.
Yes.
Stuffed into something like you would get your potatoes in at the supermarket or your onions, that netting.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And it's an enormous
and they
length
basically,
and size.
They just trawl the surface of the ocean and it skims all this stuff up and then you can gather it all together and dispose of it properly.
It's Dutch scientists who
volcanoes, people.
Yeah?
Like, I don't know why we don't just throw all the plastic into volcanoes. It's going to burn the plastic. Of course, there's going to be a little bit of CO2 problem, but that's nothing compared to the amount of plastic pollution. And then it'll turn it into carbon, which will push it back into the earth. Come on, let's think about this. We've got to make sure we incinerate the whole lot. Volcanoes, pour the plastic into volcanoes. I'm a solutions kind of guy. Do you want to hear Cristiano Ronaldo talking to Piers Morgan about his rape allegation ordeal?
Oh, yeah.
This is quite something. You want to hear something like that?
Yeah.
Are you in the mood for it this Friday?
Yeah.
We haven't heard from Cristiano Ronaldo about this. He's been quiet about it through the duration of the ordeal, and now he's finally gone to talk about it on ITV with Piers Morgan. Listen to this.
I've got to ask you about a difficult time in your life this year. It was, you know, you've had this extraordinary career and life, and then you get hit by a serious story with lots of negative headlines, and a woman accuses you of rape, and it becomes Ronaldo, rape, and so on. As we sit here, the police have just recently dropped that investigation into you. There is no criminal investigation now. Tell me about your reaction to what has happened.
Well, I'm not going to forget that 2018 probably was the most difficult year of my life in terms of outside football. As you mentioned, that what they accused me was very, very hard. You know, media, press, writer. They're not the parts that make me feel sad, because they play with your dignity. It's hard. You have a girlfriend, you have a family, you have a kids. It's bad. It's hard. I remember one day I was in home, in the living room, with my girlfriend. You know, to do a zap in television, to see the news, and they speak about Cristiano Ronaldo this and that. And you listen your kids coming down in the stairs, and you change the channel because I was embarrassed. It's like, what is that? I feel embarrassed. I just changed the channel for Cristiano to don't see that they speak bad about his father. A very bad case. Makes me feel so bad, Pierce, to be honest. But outside my house, it's something that you cannot control.
When you called your mother to tell her the news that the police had dropped it, she must have been hugely relieved.
Of course, especially my mom. You know, when you get old and the information that media pass, it's not the real information. And especially for my mom. My mom sometimes was very nervous. Say, mom, relax. You know the son that you have in home. Relax. Nothing gonna happen. Trust me. But she was nervous. She's old. She's nervous in the games. Imagine a personal stuff of his sons speak about jail, rape, this kind of stuff. It's hard for an old person. But in the end of the day, it was good. The law, they did the job that they should do it. And I'm happy, of course.
Well, what are your thoughts on that? Because he had a nice interview with him. That's just the part that we decided to play for you. You know, there was a lot of laughter and fun in there as well. But this was obviously something very serious and quite horrible that he had to go through. And obviously they've decided, based on a lack of evidence, that this woman was making it up.
Mm.
Or at very least that there wasn't a case of any kind of rape. Maybe it was consensual or whatever, but they don't have enough to prosecute the guy. And they've dropped the charges. Can you imagine the relief?
Huge.
See, this making things up, man.
It just makes it harder for those who have to report real crimes.
And just understand the impact that something like your lie is going to have. Let's take Jussie Smollett out of it, because actually he's quite angry right now because people are comparing him to a little girl. maybe you might have stumbled on the story on social media a couple of days ago, but there was this photo of this 12-year-old girl in the States who has dreadlocks. She's a black girl, and the story initially was 12-year-old girl with dreadlocks was pinned down by three of her schoolmates, white boys, and they forced her to chop her dreadlocks off, calling her hair nappy and ugly. And of course, people just instantly start sharing and sharing and sharing all of this. And what added fuel to the story is that this girl is at a school where, and her name just happens to be Karen, but Karen Pence, who's Mike Pence's wife, and that's the vice president of the United States.
She's a teacher.
Yeah, that's where she teaches. So that just fueled this entire story, and people are acting very emotionally on the onset. Well, it's now come out that this little girl was lying.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, again, it's this victimhood thing. And I mean, here's Cristiano Ronaldo. By the way, we got a message from Pablo. It says, please, Leanne, could you translate the Portuguese-English? We know you grew up in the South.
What Cristiano was saying.
Yeah.
You understood all of it, right?
I did. He was basically talking about Caipirinhas, which you drink at Lusitland, which is a lovely place.
All right. Okay. I thought so. That was... Didn't sound like what I thought, because we were all a bit confused.
Yeah.
Good point, Pablo. Thanks for that. That's good translation. We could always rely on Leanne. I ate mushrooms from the lawn when I was 3. Ooh. Luckily, my mom saw the black spores around my mouth and rushed me to hospital where my stomach was pumped while I screamed like a pig.
Oh, my God.
That's from Riet. Jesus, you could have been dead.
You're alive to tell the tale.
Wow, there's some scary stuff out there.
Sure.
Getting lots of pictures of Karens with those haircuts.
Oh, start the collection.
The only people who love brown cars are Fortuna drivers. My manager owns 2. My car is chestnut in color, but the guys at the traffic department said I must write brown for insurance and tracking purposes. I hate it.
A brown car is so particular.
All right, very good.
Well, okay, if we're talking about some bad people, here's the definition in my books right now of what a good person is. Mm-hmm. And I say good person, I don't know if I'd be able to be this person. But James Cameron, the movie director, he directed Titanic famously.
Sure.
And also the now highest or one of the highest grossing films on Earth, Avatar. Mm-hmm. Is speaking out about the big move that the actor Matt Damon made when James Cameron approached Matt Damon to star in Avatar.
Matt Damon! Yeah.
So a couple of years ago, James Cameron actually, if you track back his movie history, he doesn't make a lot of movies. I think he's only made about 8 or 9, because he works on these movies for years and years and years, because they require a lot of preparation. But he was working on Avatar, putting it together. He understood that it was going to already be a big deal in the preparation. And he said to Matt Damon, look, I really want you to be in this movie. You know, I love your acting and think we need your name. If you don't say yes to this, don't worry, I'm just going to use an unknown actor. You know, so it's not as if, you know, I just am invested in you. I want you to be part of this movie. To the point where he said he'd pay Matt Damon and also give Matt Damon 10% of whatever the movie earns.
Wow, what was the movie?
Avatar.
You're joking.
Matt Damon said no.
What a
moron. Because he was in the middle of the Bourne identity.
Ugh.
And then he said, no, we've signed on to do another movie as well.
Matt Damon and the cast and crew could have all signed on as well.
They're really looking forward to the next movie as well. So I can't let them down.
Turned down 10% of Avatar.
He shot himself in the foot.
He would have earned $250 million just from the 10%.
Matt Damon is the biggest moron in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. What?
What a fool.
To a quarter of, is it a quarter of a billion? Is it a quarter of a billion?
No, yeah, a quarter of a billion dollars.
Just from sitting down and doing nothing at all. That's how badly James Cameron wanted him in the movie. And he said, no, I'm sorry.
The cast, what?
He said, the cast is already excited and looking forward to it. The crew as well is betting on the new movie. So I can't drop the Bourne identity and the rest of the Bourne series for this Avatar movie. So I can't do it.
That would haunt me for the rest of my life. If I were Matt Damon.
Well, he's not poor as it is. So is it really?
But a quarter of a billion, Leah.
Still is. I just checked in my head.
That is huge. Is that being a good person or is that just being silly and stupid?
Wow. Here's a really interesting message that I just got. This is from Tian. He says, I want to apologize for not listening to the show today.
Oh.
I'm a guy, but I felt like I was pregnant. I left my boyfriend's house this morning and suddenly could feel the unwanted devil trying to rip my anus in half. I'm now at the office and can proudly say I wrecked the office toilet.
What?
And I'll never have to go home to do my dirty business again.
That's oh my word.
That is revolting.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
There are certain things in this story that I feel are missing, the details I'd like to know, but because it's so crass, I really won't ask.
No, you don't want to ask. It's just, such, you know, I do appreciate.
Don't ask questions like how big, how much.
No.
Yeah, what happened?
I do appreciate that people are, they feel like we are able to discuss these things as friends, maybe even more intimately than friends would. It's good of you to share that, Tian. Don't you be embarrassed. You know what? Everybody should lighten up a little, yeah.
Mm, and open up. The truth shall set you free.
Wow, what a gay.
What a Freudian slip.
I really didn't mean to say what a guy. But there we go. What a gay as well. What a gay you are.
What a gay for opening up.
Literally opening up.
All right, let's get on to some important stuff.
Oh, no.
George Meany's here, thank God, because otherwise we would have been talking such nonsense that we never have stopped. So, George, first of all, welcome to the show this morning. It's always good to see you. And because we know when you come in it's Friday, it's even better to see you.
Love Fridays.
Yes.
There are 457 brown cars for sale in South Africa.
It's got to be the category with the smallest number of cars.
Not exactly. So
you can type in color and you 400. That's amazing.
Yeah. So there are 458 beige cars.
Oh.
2,381 black cars, 4,127 blue cars, 496 bronze cars.
Oh, only bronze is a very small category as well.
Yeah.
Very small category. And 457 brown. The smaller category, 131 burgundy cars.
Oh, Lanesia pink, they call it. That's what I heard.
My wife has a different reference to pink.
Okay.
Oh, yes. PPP.
PPP. Go on.
Okay. 902 gold cars.
Yes.
369 green cars.
Wow.
And that's because it's meant to be bad luck to have a green car.
Oh, really?
It's really stupid. Yeah.
Why does it blend into the trees?
No, apparently it's a purely a superstition thing.
It's probably something Irish. Okay.
Yeah.
5,650 grey cars.
That's a lot.
And
7 indigo cars.
Indigo.
Wow.
What color is that again?
Indigo is like a,
like woman, a deep I should
purple.
Know.
Yeah, like a deepish purple color. Yeah. But now, 2 magenta.
Okay, that's the brighter purple.
That's that like a bright pinky purpley color.
Uh-huh.
398 maroon cars.
That's a terrible color.
It goes in with the other burgundy.
Burgundy, yeah. Now, I would have thought this color would have had more. 82 navy cars.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, 82 navy.
Yeah, actually.
Because you do get light blue cars, but I don't see a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get turquoise cars.
You used to get the in those. I don't know if you remember those. They were the one. Were they Nissan 120Y? My grandmother had one. It was that baby blue color.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
I call it turpentine blue. And I did from a child. I lived near turpentine, and driving past a lot of the flats. Had like metal barriers up, metal boards where you'd walk along the passages, and they were painted turquoise.
So you called it turpentine blue.
Turpentine blue. There we go.
Nice. Just nostalgic.
637 orange, but 14 pink.
Only
14 pink cars.
I'm amazed that there are almost 20, 30, 40 times more brown cars than there are pink ones.
But it's probably because people like the listener who said earlier she had to call her car brown. In the meantime, it was a chestnut color. It could be miscategorization.
Still brown.
But is chestnut actually a color? Is
George,
it a view?
Who would buy brown cars? I mean, we've got to know more about these people. You can do a deep dive into the statistics.
How now, brown car?
Yeah. Brown cars. It's just a very strange thing. Like, who would go into a shop and go, yes, I love that. That is a beautiful car. That's what I've always wanted. But in brown, please.
Mm. Please give it to me in brown.
Like a matte brown. matte. Flat brown.
Well, all right.
I mean, would you buy a Bentley in brown?
No.
Oh.
Listen, it's a Bentley. I'll yeah, take
2.9 million rand.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Yeah, that changes things.
Is that the most expensive brown car?
The most expensive brown car.
And then I want to see the cheapest brown.
Here's a Bentley for 3.5 million.
And it's brown, huh?
And it's brown.
Who knew?
Well, it's a chocolatey brown.
Right, I'm so glad we've got the Auto Trader CEO doing such important research.
We only bring George in to look up brown cars on a Friday. Just look up the cheapest brown car for me quickly.
The cheapest brown car.
By the way, this is the search function on Auto Trader. George can look up anything, and so can you. Go to the website and have a look. Sometimes I just go and window shop.
Well, here's the cheapest brown car for sale. Believe it or not, 2 liter Coke, 1 liter brandy, but a 3 liter Ford.
Yes! That's a good color brown.
Oh, that's a good one. Nice one. It's the one with the extra globes that are stuck onto the front of the car.
Yes, yes. This is a Ford Escort. Remember the Ford Escort?
What a great car. The only people who really, I mean, people who have that car now inherited it.
Yes.
Because you
yes.
wouldn't be able to buy one.
My neighbor growing up had a blue Escort, and I used to help her wash. We used to wash our parents' cars for money. I don't know if that's legal anymore. But we used to hate washing that car because it had those louvers. On the back window,
the plastic louvers. Remember the
How did you get in?
Yeah.
No, you could clip them off. They had four clips. You could take them off.
Leanne's childhood.
They didn't tell us that. They just watched us through the window and giggled.
Because you know the kids have little hands that can fit in properly.
Yes, you can always use children when you can't get to those hard to reach places, like in mines, for example, when you're digging out gold. Use children; they have very small hands, much better at
nimble.
Yes, quite right.
They can get in anywhere and disable bombs.
That's right. What else are kids good for, really? I mean, little hands.
They would probably be quite good at spotting those bright red mushrooms.
Yes.
Grow in fields.
Yeah, you could use
the brain shrinking ones.
Like you would use a truffle pig to
find
truffles.
I think you lots have eaten the freaking mushrooms.
All right, let's get on with it. What else is there in your agenda, George?
The Toyota Supra sports car has been recalled. There's probably only about 7 sports cars affected. BMW actually puts this car together. BMW assembles this car. So
yeah.
BMW is doing the recall of a Toyota Supra. Probably
it's
only
a horrible car.
Yeah, it almost looks like a Subaru.
Yeah.
The seat belt retainer ring, you know, the thing that fits onto the pillar of the seat belt, hasn't been welded on properly.
Oh no.
So they're recalling.
I think I just said oh yes and then oh no. I did.
You did. You do. So if you own a Toyota Supra, go to your nearest BMW or Toyota dealership probably, and go and have it inspected because it might have a fault.
You said only like 7 cars affected.
Yeah, around the world.
All right. Well, then it's hardly likely. Stop thinking you're important. Just carry on.
This is a missed opportunity, I say.
For
Toyota. They could have got Supra Mahumapelo tied into it somehow. Disaster with the car.
I'm Supra. Do you drive a Supra?
See?
I'm coming to weld your seatbelt ring to the pillar.
See? Missed opportunity.
All right, Sia, you should be the marketing boss for Toyota just because that idea is so good. All right, what else?
Cape Town is introducing, or Shmura, should I say, enforcing.
Shmura what?
Shmura what? You see, what were those mushrooms you gave me?
Go on.
Shmura doesn't even sound like anything you were about to say.
Cape Town is introducing new traffic changes, including the impounding of mobile phones and donating them. So the impounding is not a new thing. But now they have the ability to donate the mobile phones. Obviously, you have a couple of opportunities to come and recover your mobile phone. But they then have the authority to donate that mobile phone to good causes.
Yeah, this is terrible. This is why I'm only going to Uber in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Because maybe,
well, you could just obey the rules of the road.
Maybe you're using it for navigation, you know? I mean, listen, if you're in a rental car, for example, you don't have that cradle that you have in your own car to put the phone in. There could be a bunch of reasons. Maybe it's on your lap and, like, you pick it up just to see whether you're turning left now or in a street's time. I understand that picking up your cell phone is dangerous. I get that. But you're going to just take my phone away? You don't have the right to do that. Sorry.
Well, I think the definition...
Put me in jail or
the
something.
The definition of use is important here. So what does using your mobile phone mean?
Surely you have to be holding it up against your ear and talking.
Yes. But this law does extend to other areas. So they now can impound your car if you are found reckless or negligently driving. Mm. Unlicensed or no licensed disc, which is understandable. If your vehicle is unregistered, which is understandable. If your vehicle is not fitted with license plate, potentially understandable. Vehicle is damaged to a state of disrepair.
Mm. Yeah, I drove past a bus yesterday on the N1. The whole of the back of the bus was torn open.
I've seen that. Uh-oh. Where the arsehole's literally hanging out. I've seen that.
And the guy, and the windscreen in the front was shattered, and the guy was just
driving,
moseying down the highway.
Sparks coming out of from under the metal it's scraping on the top.
Oh, well, that's proper disrepair.
Yeah.
If your vehicle is left abandoned, I don't know if I've seen that in South Africa.
I've done that once when I went to the Jolly.
Oh, yes. Have you not seen those burnt-out cars on the side of the road?
Yes, I've seen burnt-out cars on the side of the road, but not abandoned proper usable cars. Yeah. So they can impound the burnt-out car. It's fine.
Okay.
If the driver of the vehicle is unlicensed, if the driver of the vehicle is under the influence of intoxicated liquor or other drug substance, they can impound your car.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's understandable.
And... if the driver did not, this is the weirdest one. If the driver did not stop at when signaled to do so by an authorized official, they can impound your car.
See, I never know what an official signal is.
Yeah.
And you all also read these like safety tips of, well, if you are signaled to stop, just understand you can put your hazards on and drive to a place.
Well, here's a conundrum.
Yeah.
Are you signaled to stop by the policeman cutout that they've been using?
or is it really a policeman? You know, I mean, we've had fake police, so people are nervous.
Yeah, and then a fun story. This gentleman,
who's that?
Who nobody knows, his name is Bruce Dietzen.
Well, I've never heard of him. You're right.
Never heard of him. Nobody knows about him. But what he's done is he's made the body of his car out of cannabis hemp.
Bruce.
Now, apparently...
we need to talk.
Cannabis hemp doesn't get you high, just if you...
Yeah, I know. The hemp is just a fabric.
Use it as a fabric.
Yes. Now, they've started to figure out that cannabis hemp is actually stronger than carbon fiber.
Really?
Uh-huh. Much lighter than metal. So
that sounds good.
Bruce invested $200,000 in this project.
But highly flammable compared to metal.
And you can smoke your car.
Yeah.
If that burns out on the side of the highway, you're going to have a crowd.
Your car's up in smoke.
Yeah.
And the funniest story of all, a guy by the name of Oscar Mayer, or should I say the car's name is Oscar Mayer Weinermobile.
What?
Is
a shit name for a car.
Airbnb for rent.
Oh, no.
Which looks like a hot dog.
It looks like an inflated hot dog.
I'm waiting for Jim Carrey to drive this in a movie. It's like the next Dumb and Dumber movie.
So it gets parked in a parking lot at festivals and you can rent it on Airbnb. So what we did was we went to go and have a look at whether South Africa has any such thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you rent out a camper as an Airbnb? And you can. There are people renting out their VW microbuses as Airbnbs at camping sites. Word.
Is there a brown one?
I don't know.
But they're not even exciting looking cars.
Yeah, look at the curtains.
I think these people are just trying to milk money in any which way. Then they probably signed up to some on-demand transport app as well. Who knows?
George, we've had a question, quite relevant question. Are you guys serious? You never gave the price of the cheap brown Ford car.
$39,990.
Thank you, Carl. Very good point, Carl. Thank you.
Listen, that fetches more than my car would.
Well, I would have thought these Ford Escorts would have increased in value.
Yeah, because they're becoming vintage.
Yeah.
Apparently, there are a lot of abandoned cars at the Gautrain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you know what? I've heard about that at the airport as well.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, if someone...
Maybe people die on the flight.
No, people skip the country, leave a car there.
Oh. Scandal.
And you know because it's covered in dust. Dust. It's been there such a long time.
What color's the dust?
Brown.
Brown dust.
So the car looks
even browner.
What have we learned today?
Brown cow.
Brown car owners are dead.
Yes. Even if it's just on the inside. All right. Thank you, George. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, Sia. Thank you for joining us.
Oh,
we will see you on Monday at 6 o'clock, bright and early. Be good. And if you're not, take photos. CliffCentral.com